US President Donald Trump has ordered the US military to suspend strikes on Iran's power plants and energy infrastructure for 5 days. He says he's had productive talks with Iran and says Iran contacted him about ending the attacks. We can speak now to our US correspondent, Simon Marks. Good morning, Simon. Welcome to the program. Now, Iran has initially denied these talks, but tell us what President Trump is saying.
Well, Ingrid, it's been an absolutely head-spinning morning here in Washington, D.C., that began as Americans were just beginning to sit down to the bacon and eggs with this sudden announcement by President Trump on his social media feed that he decided to back off from authorizing strikes on Iran's energy and electricity infrastructure because he suddenly revealed 2 days of talks had taken place with Iranian officials, or as he put it in his Truth Social message, with the country of Iran. And he said that there had been good and productive conversations regarding a complete and total resolution of our hostilities in the Middle East as a result of those conversations, and to give them more opportunity to bear fruit. He said he was kicking down the road his threat to authorize those new strikes on Iran's energy and power infrastructure, at least until the end of the week. But because, of course, the president has been all over the map in the last few days in terms of a lack of consistency to any of the messaging that he's been putting out about the conflict, there were real questions here about whether he was simply taking that action to avoid a dreadful day ahead on the financial markets, or whether he had indeed truly, through his administration's representatives, been engaged in those talks with Iranian officials.
And what do we know about who he has actually spoken to? I mean, I think he referred to a top person, but also referenced the fact that a lot of the top people have in fact been killed. So who was he speaking to?
Yeah, he did indeed. I mean, we've learned over the last couple of hours that it appears that some sort of dialogue is underway with the Speaker of the Iranian Parliament, Mohammad Khalibaf, who is a veteran of Iran's government. At times he has projected himself as a moderate, at other times he's projected himself as a staunch hardliner. He is a man very well known to Iranians. He was very close to the late Supreme Leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and he also has sought the Iranian presidency himself in the past without success, but he certainly fits the bill of being the kind of top person that President Trump says that Steve Witkoff and his son-in-law Jared Kushner have been engaged in negotiations with. Now, Mr. Khalibaf, through his social media account, has denied that any talks have been taking place with the Americans, but what he appears to be indicating is that no direct talks have been taking place with American officials. It does seem possible that indirect discussions have been going on, much in the way as they were taking place, shuttle diplomacy that was taking place in Geneva before this conflict began, that was at the time being facilitated by Omani negotiators.
So is this a face-saving, or could this be, could you interpret that as a face-saving exercise on both parts? I see one, I think it was the Iranian foreign minister calling this fake news to manipulate financial and oil markets, and also, as you alluded to earlier, a way of the US and Israel escaping the quagmire. This is what he has tweeted on X.
Yeah, I mean, it is very difficult to interpret. And one of the reasons why it's so difficult to interpret is that even this morning, when he spoke to reporters as he departed Palm Beach in Florida to head on a campaign trip to Memphis in Tennessee, it almost sounded like the president was making it up as he went along. Take a listen to this exchange with Caitlin Collins of CNN.
What about the Strait of Hormuz? Who's going to be in control of that?
That'll be opened very soon, if this works.
How soon? And who's in control of it? Will Iran still be able to control the flow of oil?
Be jointly controlled.
By whom?
Maybe me. Maybe me.
Will the United States be in
me control and the Ayatollah, whoever the Ayatollah is.
So that's President Trump, again, seemingly extemporizing there when he's asked what's going to happen about control of the Strait of Hormuz. He didn't mention the Strait of Hormuz in his social media message this morning, which is pretty extraordinary given that it was at the center of the threat to bomb Iran's power facilities. He insisted that the Iranians had 48 hours to end their blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, or he was going to unleash all sorts of bombardments against them tonight, Washington time, as to whether the Iranians have agreed to anything yet in what appear to have been indirect talks so far. It is very unclear.
Appreciate your time this morning, US correspondent Simon Marks for us there.